Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
The Ask Dr. Ernst Show is presented by Dr. Aaron Ernst, a board-certified chiropractic physician specializing in spinal correction, nutritional coaching, and cellular detoxification, and is for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be a substitute for professional advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Seek a qualified healthcare professional before changing your health program or embarking on a new one. Visit AskDrErnst.com for more information. It's time to transform your health with one of the nation's leading and growing authorities in total health. Over the next hour, learn from experts on how to revolutionize the health of those you love most. This is Ask Dr. Ernst. And now, here's your host, Dr. Aaron Ernst.
Happy Saturday. You're listening to the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. And hey, today is a special broadcast. Yet again, the Tar Heels are doing good. Yay, go Tar Heels. Jocelyn, would you grab me some water? But listen, that means I'm not on the airways on WBT, which means we have to come at you streaming. So we have expanded our streaming space. Ready for this? Not only are we on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and YouTube, but any channel that will accept my stream, we said yes to. So we might be on Daily Motion today. We might be on Rumble today. We might be on a bunch of different ones. And as you can tell from my cough, I'm still recovering from last Saturday's masterclass with 530 people online. I talked for an hour and a half straight. I lost my voice. Then I got some sort of viral laryngitis, and I've been just ugh. So today I am going to do my best with my voice. Thank you, Jocelyn, my awesome assistant marketing manager and extraordinaire, just brought in some water. But listen, guys, today I want to do something short, sweet, maybe 30 minutes tops. A couple weeks ago, I put up a very controversial post, apparently, where I said, don't cook with olive oil. Certainly don't cook with canola oil. And everybody blew up. Thank you. Canola is toxic. We hate it. We're not going to do it. But then when I said don't cook with olive, it was like, wait a second. What? I thought olive oil was healthy. I've been cooking with it all this time. Am I causing problems? Yes, you are. So we want today to talk about cooking oils. This can be a fun show, isn't it? And we're going to give away some things, including free access to my Diabetes Heal Thyself Masterclass, an ebook on crushing diabetes, because as we shift into March, it's about diabetes, blood sugars, weight loss, energy. So above or below this video is a link that you can click that will take you straight to a free registration page. Take a moment, do that now, and let's start to talk about cooking oils. Look, you know, like a lot of times we will spend so much energy into investigating the oils that are found in our beauty care products. Ladies will confirm this. Oh, there's no way I'm putting this on my body unless it has shea butter or, you know, like organic avocado, or there has to be almond or this or that, moringa, calendula. The women in our lives will spend hours upon hours investigating what oils are in their lotions and their makeups and everything, because they don't want to put toxins on their skin. Now, you ready for this? Most people spend 5 seconds investigating the oils they're eating, which is more important than the ones you put on your skin. And we don't just use oils because it makes things not stick to pans, or it helps us to give a nice golden brown to the things we're eating. We use oils to cook because it activates our food, if done properly, to allow us to cook the food so we get the maximum nutrients out of it. Years and years and years and years and years ago, before I was even born, the only oils that were available were unrefined, naturally occurring, unhealthy oils, right? Like lard and beef fat, you know. Who has a grandma that has a cast iron pan that she would yell and scream at you if you put it in the sink? No, I've got all my bacon grease in there that I've been saving for months. Okay, so like back in the day, we used to use unrefined oils. Well, see, the problem was the food industry wanted you to think that that stuff's unhealthy, so they started refining oils. So you got to understand, there's a refined oil and an unrefined oil. What is a refined oil? We're ready for this. It's a chemically extracted, bleached, and or genetically modified oil that can handle high temperatures without smoking, so that you can cook with it at extremely high temperatures, like frying stuff, and the oil will be stable. They typically are corn, soy, and canola today. Corn, soy, and canola. Highly refined oils. The problem with this is the more you refine an oil, yes, you can make it stay stable under high heat, but you suck all the nutrients out of the oil. So an unrefined oil simply means an oil in its original state that has only been filtered to remove impurities, and the nutritional value stays solid. These oils taste a lot like where they came from. So if we did a taste test blind and I put coconut oil in your mouth, you're going to be like, whoa, that's coconut oil. But if I put refined coconut oil in your mouth, you're not going to know it's coconut oil, because you're going to be like, oh, it tastes like oil. Well, what kind? I don't know. Okay, if I put olive oil in your mouth, anybody ever done this? Done like an oil pulling with olive oil? Man, that stuff is strong, is it not? Unrefined oils taste just like they were, where they came from. Avocado is an unrefined oil. Grape seed is unrefined and not good to use. We'll talk why. Sesame, you can tell. My God, tastes like sesames. Walnuts, coconuts, pumpkin seed oils. If you can taste the oil and say, I know where this came from, it's probably unrefined. And here's the thing, unrefined is what you want. You don't want to cook or use refined oils because they're toxic. So what's the problem with unrefined oils? They don't handle heat very well. This is why you shouldn't cook with olive oil, because it's an unrefined oil. It can handle the tiniest amount of heat, like the heat of your hands, but it can't handle a pan. Because when you heat olive oil, you start to denature the fats and the natural nutrients in it, and it starts to smoke. And when it smokes, it's now a toxic oil. So you have to understand this. All oils have what's called a smoke point. And this is really important that you pay attention to this. The smoke point of the oil is more important than any other number. Some oils will start smoking at 250 degrees, and you might be like, wow, man, that's hot. But to a stove or an oven, that's actually quite cold. Think about this. Go try to bake a piece of chicken at 250. How long is that going to take? Hours. So most people cook at like 350 or 400, or if you're going to saute something in a pan, 500 to 600 degrees. If you didn't know that your saute pan can get up to 500 to 600 degrees, it can. So the quality of the oil and the kind of oil you cook with is very important, because smoking an oil is going to make it turn into a toxic oil. So this is why we have to talk about, you must know at what temperature is the oil you're going to use smoke. Because if you go beyond that temperature, you've now made the healthy oil toxic. Let me give an example. Flax seed oil is going to smoke at 225 degrees. So if you put flax seed oil in a pan and cook with it, goodbye health benefits of flax seed oil. Walnut oil, almond oil, all the nut and seed oils are going to be around 225 degrees. Did you know that coconut oil has a smoke point, though, of 450? Rock on, Chaka Khan, if that even is still a phrase today. And guess what? That means you can saute your eggs in coconut oil, because it will withstand up to about 450 degrees. You want to see the rock star of oils, guys? Avocado oil can handle up to 500 degrees. Wow. So if I'm going to fry something, I use avocado oil because it can handle the heat. There's growing evidence that suggests that not all saturated fats are bad. So everybody yells and screams at coconut and avocado because they say, oh my God, it's saturated fats. I'm going to have a heart attack. Be careful. Plant-based saturated fats, very bueno, good for you. Animal-based saturated fats, no bueno, bad for you, if they're corn-fed or antibiotic-fed or vaccine-fed, etc. So here we go, guys. My top list of cooking oils. No specific order, but actually there is a slight order because the healthy ones are the ones I'm going to go with first. The best of the best of the best that you can cook with is grass-fed butter. Wait a second, I thought butter's bad. Well, yeah, corn-fed, toxic, hormone-produced, you know, nasty oils that are Land O'Lakes or whatever else you guys use for butters. You need organic, grass-fed, verified grass-fed butter. Kerrygold is one, but be careful. I read a recent research that a report that said that some months during the year, the Kerrygold group feeds their cows corn. So if you're buying Kerrygold when it was boxed and packaged in the wintertime, because they did say for about 3 months they give their animals corn, that production season is going to be corn fed. Yeah, I know it's terrible, isn't it? But because like 9 out of the 12 months they eat grass, they're still legally allowed to say they're grass fed. Blah, 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 blah. You must make sure your grass fed butter is real grass fed butter, meaning did the cow actually eat grass or did it eat something else like corn or wheat or soy or whatever? Grass-fed butter and ghee, which is clarified butter, is extremely good to cook with. Why? It's high in butyrate, arachidonic acid, conjugated linoleic acid, which has major health benefits. Did you know that butyric acid can seal a gut? So if you cook with butter, you can help to seal your gut. It's also high in vitamin A, D, E, and K, which is good for your adrenal glands, your thyroids, your heart, and everything else. Most Americans think that margarine is better than butter. Margarine will destroy your cardiovascular health, your adrenal glands, your thyroid, and everything else because it's plasticized butters. Do not cook with margarine. Do not put margarine on your butter, your bread, or wherever you put butter. Do not. Okay. Grass-fed organic butter or ghee, numero uno in my book. I cook my eggs in grass-fed butter. I saute my vegetables in grass-fed butter. Use butter. Okay. Number two. Grandma's fats, right? You guys remember that? Like grandma would like sear down a steak and then take all the juices, separate it out, get the fat, and she would store it in a little jar. My grandmother used to put them in like mason jars and it looked like a clogged artery, man. It was nasty looking stuff. I'm like, is that still food pieces? She's like, oh yeah, it's good for you. So then if we wanted to cook something, she would literally like take her hands and go into that jar and fling it onto a cast iron pan that was probably older than she was. I think it was like, you know, you could kill somebody with that pan physically, you know, like a 200-pound cast iron pan. But guess what? Grandma didn't die of heart disease. Grandma died because a cow ran her over. You know what I mean? Like she was out fighting a bear. So today you can buy clean grass-fed beef fat. It's called tallow. Tallow is rendered from beef fat. It's made mostly of triglycerides. And I know what you're going to think. Yikes. I got high triglycerides. Should I eat tallow? Of course you should. It'll lower your triglycerides. It's rich in vitamin A, D, E, and K, high in conjugated linoleic acid. Listen to this. 50% of tallow is saturated fats. Healthy grass-fed tallow, good. 46% monosaturated fats and only 4% polyunsaturated, which means it's a great healthy fat. Cook your eggs in grass-fed beef tallow. Use beef fat when you cook. Next, avocado oil, greatest of all greats, 520 degrees it can handle up to. So you want to saute something and get a nice sear, a golden brown, crispy crunch, whatever. Hey, if you're taking like, I'm trying to think of something. If you're going to take a organic yucca root, right, and slice it down and make some yucca fries or yucca fries, however you pronounce this, use avocado oil to fry those things, right? That would be a grainless French fry. Or a potato-less French fry. Take yucca, slice it in a mandolin to make it look like French fries, and go ahead and saute that stuff in avocado oil because it can handle high heat. Hey, we have a recipe on our website for yucca fries, which are 10,000 times better than French fries because French fries clog your hearts and yucca fries heal your heart. So avocado oil, guys. Cook with avocado oil. Cook with coconut oil. Cook with grass-fed beef fat and grass-fed butter. All right, I'm going to spend some time about olive oils because here's the thing. Olive oils are a fantastic fat. They are so good for you. They're loaded with vitamin E and copper. This is beautiful. Most people are copper deficient. You know you're copper deficient because you're tired all the time. 2 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. That's not the post-lunch hangover, guys. That's called copper deficiency. Olive oil is extremely high in copper and calcium, monounsaturated fats. It has polyphenols, which are antioxidants. I could go on. It regulates blood sugar, regulates blood pressure. It is the fat that keeps your heart healthy when you do not cook with it. Olive oil is designed to be at room temperature. And according to Forbes, you got to be very careful because most of the olive oil you buy is actually vegetable oil, soybean oil, palm oils, and canola. Gross, isn't it? It's fake. Hey, I was on Facebook the other day and I saw that somebody said they ordered an iPhone 15 from T-Mobile. They got the big one, guys, like the gigabyte one. And they had it shipped to their house. Supposedly, someone intercepted this iPhone 15 Pro Max and opened the box and put a Chinese fake one-off phone inside of it. And what happened was the person got very upset because they're like, this is an Android phone in an iPhone skin. I'm not joking. Look it up. This happened online. Some Chinese guru figured out how to clone an iPhone, but it's running the Android OS, but it looks and smells and tastes just like an iPhone. Now, ready? That's what the olive oil that you might be cooking with is. If vegetables and soy and palm and canola are mixed together, they look and smell and taste just like olive oil, but it's fake. And listen to this article. Quote, the chief Alexander Mack from the AM Diverse Cooking Division, I don't know who this is, but hey, he said this, there are so many fake oils on the market because it's high profit. Like other products, a company can mass produce what looks like olive oil at a low cost and sell it at a high cost because olive oil, if extra virgin, is expensive. In Greece, they know that there are certain orchards that make 100% pressed olives, but they also know that we can make stuff that looks like olive oil. Currently, the Spanish and Greek extra virgin olive oil police, I guess there is a group, has currently confiscated over 2,000 different bottles of extra virgin olive oil that's actually knockoff fake oil. So how on earth do you know if your oil is actually olive oil? Because it's going to look just like an iPhone, smell like one, but then when you go to send a message, it can't do the iMessage and you can't do FaceTime. That would be how you can tell that was a fake iPhone. Now, ready? How do you tell if you have a fake olive oil? Number one, it should taste like olives and it should smell like olives. If it smells like old socks, because sometimes this happens, it's definitely not olive oil. Number two, look at the batch date. If it is greater than 18 months ago, it is fake. If it has an expiration date that was like, you know, in the past, it's fake. Pay attention to how it's bottled. Olive oil should be in a bottle that you can't even see in at all. So if you can see through it slightly, or it's kind of a darker bottle, be careful because real 1,000% olive oil will be in a vessel that you cannot see inside at all, because as soon as you see a little bit of light, the light oxidizes the oil and it becomes rancid. Watch out. Just because it says it's organic and it's non-GMO and it's from Whole Foods, if you can see through the bottle, it might be fake. Read the labels carefully. Just because it says olive oil doesn't mean it's actually olive oil. Olive oil could be made in another country and then sent to Italy for bottling and then claimed to be extra virgin Italian olive oil. And sometimes you'll find that the olive oil was actually from California, which is probably fake. Or it was from like New Zealand or from China. Oh my God. Look for a third-party certification seal. The European Union's Protection Designation of Origin Act, the PDO, says that only certified organic, certified extra virgin olive oil can carry the seal of PDO. So if your bottle doesn't have something that says certified by the European Union's Protection Designation of Origin Act or the COCC certificate, then it's more than likely fake. And I know what you're going to think. I just checked the bottle that I bought from said Whole Foods. Oh, sorry, I was not supposed to say that. From said store, and it doesn't have the label, yet it's the organic non-GMO oil. The price is the easiest way for you guys to tell. Cheap olive oil is cheap because it's fake. Guess how much the knockoff iPhone 15 Pro Max actually cost? It's about $300-$400. Now you might be like, wow, that's a lot. But an iPhone for real is like $1,300. So a $300 or $400 fake Android skinned iPhone is going to be noticeably fake. But will it work? Yes. Can you make a phone call with it? Yes. Can you text? Can you browse? Can you? But it's not an iPhone, guys. Will fake olive oil work? Sure. So here's the easiest way to find out how much of a real olive oil you had. It's simple. How much did you spend for it? If you're not knocking back at least $40 for a bottle of olive oil, it's fake. What? I just bought the organic, non-GMO, non-toxic bottle of so-and-so's 365 brand, and it was only $14 for a massive liter. More than likely fake. The olive oil that we get is in a blue bottle that you can't see through. We order it specifically online, and it comes from Greece, and it's $45 for 16 ounces. Oh my God, Dr. Ernst, that's expensive. No, it's cheap. Because you don't glug-a-lug-a-lug this stuff into a pan and fry it and dump it out. You drink it, or you turn it into salad dressings, or you drink it, or you rub it on your skin, okay? How do you know if extra virgin olive oil is fake? It has to be fresh, it has to be certified, it has to be labeled, and you have to drop a good pretty penny to get it. Somebody's going to say, what's the brand of olive oil you buy? I'll post in the links below. Don't freak out. We'll show you. What about coconut oil? Can we use coconut oil? Certainly you can. Just know that you want unrefined virgin coconut oil. It contains SCTs, short chain triglycerides, and MCTs, medium chain triglycerides. They boost your immune system. They're antiviral, antifungal. Coconut oil is, ready for this, 92% saturated fat. This is why your cardiologist is going to say, do not eat coconut oil. Saturated fats cause heart disease. No, they're undereducated and they're kind of like, you know, misinformed. Saturated fat does not cause heart disease. I'm going to repeat this. Saturated fat does not cause heart disease. Cholesterol does not cause heart disease. What causes heart disease? The inability for your body to repair itself, period. Virgin coconut oil is a fantastic saturated fat. It will clean your arteries out, guys. You can cook with coconut oil as long as you don't exceed 450 degrees Fahrenheit. Once coconut oil smokes, no longer is that a healthy oil. Grape seed is such a controversial oil. You ready for this? They're all like, oh my gosh, grape seed is so good for you. Be careful. It's good if you don't heat it up. It's great. Polyunsaturated fats, high vitamin E, vitamin E, vitamin E, helps against skin damage. Grapeseed oil should not be cooked with. Repeating, grapeseed oil should not be cooked with. It reacts with oxygen when heated to form a harmful free radical. Do not cook with grapeseed oil. Do not cook with olive oil. But they are good oils if they're at room temperature. What about nut oils, almond oil? First of all, it's extremely expensive. If you cook with almond oil, maybe you're like, you know, a billionaire because almond oil is very expensive. So is walnut oil, you know, very expensive oils. You buy them in like a 4-ounce container, right? They're high in omega-3 fatty acids. They're fantastic for dressings. Walnut oil, as an example, is high in alpha-linoleic acid, a type of omega-3 fat that can actually decrease inflammation and clean out your heart. It's really good for your brain. The omega-3 fatty acids help with brain functionality. Think about it. When you crack open When you crack open a walnut shell, what does the nut itself look like? It looks like your brain. So God made food look like the organ it can help. Walnuts help your brain. Walnuts can help your prostate. Walnuts can help your heart. So go for it. You can drizzle it onto pizzas and seafood and salad dressings if you're not nut sensitive. Same with almond oil. Almond is so good for your skin that almost every female product that is used for skin health has almond oil in it. What about this fancy one that some of you has asked about? What the heck is red palm oil, Dr. Ernst? Well, red palm oil is exactly what it sounds like. It's the oil that comes from red palm seeds. The palm tree itself has a seed that's red. Palm tree seeds are not coconuts, just so you guys know. That's the fruit. Notice how there's no seeds in a coconut? It's a unique environment where the seed is outside of the fruit, separate. If anybody's ever lived in Florida and had a coconut tree, you're like, I know those little bad devils, those red little things that fall all over the place and clog up everything and they make a mess and they rot and attract flies and all this kind of stuff. A palm tree has red, fleshy-like seeds. So thanks to its high heat stability and a high smoke point, red palm oil is definitely a healthy cooking oil. Not only is it uber high in antioxidants, but it's got a great source of beta carotene, which can boost your vitamin A, which helps your immune system. Animal studies have even shown that red palm oil can enhance cognitive function and skin health. Be sure if you buy red palm oil, okay, disclaimer, look for an RSPO certified oil. It's highly stable, has a great smoking point, and can be used for baking, frying, roasting, and even a substitute for vegetable and cooking oils. It is a little expensive, though. Red palm oil is not cheap. So the cheaper oils to cook with that are healthy, butter, avocado, coconut, ghee. But if you want to go all fancy and have like a date night and wow your spouse or your friend, your boyfriend, whatever, cook something in red palm oil. Because it will taste unique, it's really good for you, and it's healthy. Hey, we hope that you found today's short but sweet broadcast of the Ask Dr. Ernst Show to be helpful and informative. And if you have a question about a cooking oil, because we are live, ask the questions below and I'll answer them as soon as the live stream ends. And if you have an olive oil label you want us to investigate for you, as soon as the live stream ends, you'll be able to post your video and your image comments. So do this. We did this a couple weeks ago. Man, it blew up. Everybody asked us to investigate their food. We can't help you if you don't engage. So if you're a loyal listener and you've never done a comment, man, break out of your shell. Just go in there and comment. It's super easy. Click comment, type a message, hit send. Like, how hard is that? Also, make sure you hit like and share so we can share this message. Because if you can equip yourself and empower yourself to become healthier and happier and more energetic by changing your cooking oils, how awesome will it be if you share this message with your family, your friends, your coworkers, your loved ones? Because I guarantee you they're going to listen to this and be like, huh, I've never heard this. This is fantastic. Thank God that I'm not going to kill myself by cooking my dinner in olive oil anymore. Because you will, guys. You're going to clog your arteries, cause inflammation, and damage your liver and your body if you keep cooking with the oils you're using instead of these. Hey, thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to click above and below and join us for our event. It's the second Saturday of March, Diabetes Heal Thyself. And if you want us to investigate your cooking oil, snap a photo of the ingredients, plop it down below in the comments, and I'll tell you if I would keep it or chuck it. And you can always ask your questions here. Hey, unfortunately, next week, the Tar Heels are doing so good, we're going to be preempted again, which means I'd like to ask you a question. What do you want me to talk about? You got 30 minutes of whatever you want. Take a moment, use the comments below to say, hey, Dr. Ernst, next week your show should be on blank. Whatever I get the most amount of comments to or the most amount of hearts to, I'll do that. So you can be on anything. And I'm going to say anything. Let's talk about the conspiracy of chemtrails. Fine, let's do it. We're not going to be on the airways. We can do whatever we want. Let's talk about cancer and how to get rid of it. Fine. Let's talk about the health ministers of the various countries and how they all look like they are the worst people you'd ever want to talk about. Let's do it. I don't know. What do you want to talk about? That'll be the Ask Dr. Ernst Show next week. Thanks for tuning in today this week, guys. Look at that. Apologies on the voice and the coughing, but you get it, right? Like, I speak for a living, so sometimes my voice goes out. If you liked today's show, please, for the love of God, share it. And hey, I'm going to do a little shout out to you guys. I've invited over 3,000 people to like our page. And I can tell that I've invited you, but you haven't accepted the invitation. So check your notifications and look for the thing that says, the Ask Dr. Ernst Show has asked you to like their live streams. And just please click yes, accept. It's all it takes. When you're in the know, you get all the free stuff and all the shows brought to the top of your feeds. But if you haven't liked or followed us, shame on you. because I'm trying to teach you guys how to heal yourself, and you won't see our content at the top of your feeds if you don't click follow. Thanks, guys. Be blessed. I'll see you next week. And until then, be safe, be happy, be vibrant, be alive, and heal yourself. Adios.